بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لقد بارك الله لرجل في حاجة أكثر الدعاء فيها أعطيها أو منعها. رواه البيهقي في شعب الإيمان. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants barakah to a person in such a need which he makes dua for it abundantly, whether he is granted it or whether it is withheld from him. What is being said in this hadith? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning in this hadith the importance of dua. And how is he mentioning the importance of dua? So usually when we make a dua, then we have some need in mind, we have some task in mind. And the mentality is that I am making dua so that this task, this need is fulfilled. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here is saying that you make dua abundantly, and whether that specific need of yours is fulfilled or not, this regular abundant dua will add barakah in all your needs. This is a very important point regarding dua, which is that dua is not just to fulfill that specific need of mine. That when I have a need, then I will lift my hands. If that need is fulfilled, alhamdulillah. Now I don't have no need, now I don't need to bother making dua. No, you make a habit of making dua regularly. And if you do this, then whether your need hasn't turned up at your doorstep yet, the task which you need to fulfill hasn't even come in front of you yet. It will come in front of you tomorrow or the day after. The fact that you are already making dua regularly, that connection of dua is there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will ensure that the barakah will be added in that task even in the whenever it turns up. That is why in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that dua benefits a person in regards to those problems, those tasks which have already turned up and which are yet to turn up. So this is a very important point to us, because our mentality is always, we make a lot of dua when we have some difficulty especially, or we have some need. And then after that we think, I will make it as a practice, as a tradition, but I don't really need it. No. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Keep yourself needy all the time. When you do that, then when your needs come around, number one, you will see that they are much more easily fulfilled. Many a time you will see that a need has come up, and before I have even made dua for it, it will have been fulfilled as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to strengthen our connection with dua. Ameen wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.